Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's episode, we are going to be continuing on the overarching theme of interview preparation by talking about internal confidence when interviewing. When it comes to interviews, the old adage, "It's not what you say, it's how you say it," rings especially true. Research shows that over 80% of the communication we have with others is not in the words we say. It comes down to body language, how you are sitting, what your face is doing, etc., and the tonality of your voice. For example, think of when someone is smiling when talking to you. It frequently doesn't matter what the words are. You think they're a happy and genuine person, and energized to be there. This is especially true in an interview setting, as the interviewer is not only evaluating what you say your qualifications are, but they're also evaluating what type of employee/coworker you're going to be. Put yourself in the interviewer's shoes for a second. This is a person that you do not know, but are going to be spending at least 40 hours a week with. Is this someone who is going to be nice to work around? A good method to employ to prepare yourself is something called the solar communication technique. This means sit squarely, open sitting posture, lean forward slightly, eye contact as much as you can, and relaxed body language. By paying attention to your nonverbal communication, you can effectively express that you are qualified, excited, and the right person for the job. Now, this is frequently easier said than done in a stressful situation, such as a job interview. Interviews are stressful, plain and simple. And so it can be very difficult not to let that stress seep into your body language, and even worse, to not let it affect the tonality of your voice. So I want to talk about ways to combat this, and it all starts with your mentality and internal confidence. Let's start with the fact that you got the interview. In my personal opinion, you have already made it through the hardest part of the whole job searching process. The person who will be hiring you already likes you, and thinks that you already have the appropriate skills and qualifications from the most basic two-dimensional information that is your resume, cover letter, and application. Without knowing who you really are at all, they have already said, "This is a person that seems like they could be the answer to our problem of needing this position filled." How sweet is that? So when you get into the interview, lead with that confidence that they already like you and believe that you could be a good fit for them. If you don't believe that you belong in the interview, that will show in your nonverbal communication. And if you don't believe it, why should they? When you get into an interview, know that you already belong to be there. And your task in the interview is just to convince them of what they already know, that you are the best candidate for them. Now, I want to warn you that there's a definite difference between being confident and abrasively entitled. You do have the things that they are looking for, but that does not mean that you are owed anything. Again, put yourself in the position of your interviewer and make sure that you are being someone that people want to work with. If you're communicating confidence, that's an attribute that people want to be around. But no one wants to work with an abrasive, "I'm better than you" jerk. Be confident, but personable. If you're not sure of where that line is, practice it. A roommate or friend that you trust will be able to tell you whether you've crossed that line. And one of our wonderful Dornsife Career Pathways advisors will be able to do it too. Maybe a little bit more gentle than your friends and family. Another thing that will help your mentality and internal confidence is something that we have talked about in past Ask John episodes. Research and practice. If you know yourself, the career field, the company, and the position, you don't need to worry about if you are saying the right things because you know that you are. You'll be able to answer confidently the questions that are posed to you because you have either practiced how you would answer those questions many, many times, or you have practiced answering a similar question and know how to improv without spiking your stress. Information is the currency of careers, and like most things in life, the more currency you have, the less you have to worry about when the time comes. Something that helps me in interviews to boost my confidence is that hiring people is a hassle for many organizations. They have a hole in their structure that they want filled as soon as they can. The interviewer wants nothing more than for you to succeed in this interview, because that means they can stop looking at resumes, stop interviewing people, and the work can get back to normal faster. Most interviewers are on your side. They are rooting for you to do a good job. And if they're not, they're not a very good interviewer. So go in with confidence that you could be the solution to their problem. Additionally, interviewing people is also stressful on many interviewers. They need to make sure that they're asking the right questions the right way. Interviewers are also trying their best to maintain good, positive, nonverbal feedback, just like you are, which is taxing on them, and they have to do it for much, much longer than you do. You can influence them by putting out a calm, confident, and positive attitude for them to mirror along with you. Once you are starting to feel comfortable with portraying positive confidence, I want to tell you the tips and tricks on your nonverbal communication that you can leverage and utilize. Get excited. If that means you go into an interview blasting your favorite Taylor Swift or Metallica song, then so be it. Be excited to be there, because that excitement will come through your voice and in your body language. Dress for the job you want. Even if the interview is over the phone or through Zoom, where the interviewer won't see your full body, dress as if you're going to meet this person in their corner office on the 30th floor. This will put you in the mindset of, this is a professional experience, and I am a professional. Smile, especially over phone interviews. The action of smiling forces your voice and facial muscles into a more positive sound. I promise it makes a difference. Now, I don't really recommend slapping on a Joker-style forced smile. That's creepy and won't help you at all. But show that you're happy to be there and excited to answer their questions. Watch how you are talking. I want to reiterate my personal experience with this principle. When I get overly excited and or stressed, I start talking very, very quickly, which leads me to stutter over my words and my voice gets tighter and sounds less confident. I have had to actively relearn and train myself on how to talk when I get into interview situations. I have to intentionally speak slower and in a more even tone. Knowing how you sound and how to improve on that comes with practice, plain and simple. Your tone goal is one that sounds natural and confident. Be aware of nervous bodily movements. Again, from my own personal life, in tense and high-stress situations, my hands get very fidgety, and sometimes I have the bad habit of starting to pick at my nails. This does not look very good in a professional setting where I'm supposed to be confident. So what I've had to do is retrain my body to put these nervous movements into less noticeable areas. Personally, I tense my calves. It allows me to still physically react to my stress, but I'm in a much less openly noticeable way. Put yourself into mock interview situations and pay attention to your nervous habits. If you are like me and do something noticeable, work on ways to channel it into something less overt. If you are a lucky person who does not have overtly noticeable habits, congratulations, I guess. Breathe. Remember to breathe. Breathing will help keep your body loose and remind yourself to stay in control. You are in control of yourself. Have fun. Interviews can be fun, I promise you. I personally love interviewing. It's a chance to show who I am as a person and all the other cool stuff that I've done in my past experiences. Humans are social creatures. We like to mirror others. So if you start enjoying yourself, feeling loose, professional, and confident, chances are very good that your interviewer will start feeling that way too. And that is where you want them to be. My final tip or trick in interviewing confidence is to remember that you are human. You're gonna make mistakes, and that's okay. They are hiring human people that they want to work with, not robots. So if/when you get stressed and nervous and that seeps into your interview, don't overthink things. You're allowed to be human. As I said before, when I get stressed, I stumble over my words pretty frequently. In every interview I have ever been in, I have had to say some variation of, I'm sorry, I just completely stumbled over my words, or I lost my train of thought. And look at me now. I am the Ask John guy. It's okay to be nervous and human. Internal confidence and mentality comes like anything else in this life, with lots and lots and lots of practice. Very few people have this skill naturally, and the ones who do probably fall on the undesirable side of that confidence line we talked about before. Not always, but I'd be willing to bet it. So it's okay if it takes time for you to develop this skill. Work on it before you need it in the crunch time of interviews. A great place to start is by setting up an appointment with one of the Dornsife career advisors. We will help you establish and build up your personal brand of confidence. There's only one you, and that's exactly what we want to show the world in interviews. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu/careerpathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.